A lot of adults watch TV with the remote in hand so they can skip commercials, but for kids, these product pitches can be as riveting as the show they're watching.
Cool. You're
dreaming again.
Oh, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese. It's cool. For real.
Now back to magical Do-Re-Mi Kids TV.
Advocacy groups and parents worried about the effect of marketing on children's health are suing the Nickelodeon Network and cereal maker Kellogg. Spearheading the effort is a group called Commercial Free Childhood. Its goal is to ban junk food ads on any programming where 15% of the audience is 8 or younger. Some parents want the government to control children's advertising. Others say it helps them buy food their kids will actually eat.
My 3-year-old's really interested in the food commercials.
I really don't have any opinion on that. I think a great many things in this country are over-marketed, whether to children or otherwise.
When they watched cartoons on Saturday morning, I did not monitor them. As a grandmother, I'm paying more attention.
According to Harvard Medical School psychiatrist Susan Lin, society as a whole should be paying more attention to what commercials kids are watching.
It's really important for people to realize that marketing to children has changed since they were a kid. It's huge business.
Lynn says food companies are spending $10 billion a year marketing mostly junk food at a time when childhood obesity rates are soaring. The Kellogg Company says it's trying to educate people about nutrition and exercise. Critics contend that effort is inadequate. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.